As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Everybody, and welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, real quick before we get started, you know how we do it. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. Guys, I'm so excited to be here today. And before we jump in today's episode, you know how we do it. You know how I like to get started, guys. I'm going to give a shout out to my lovely wife and my biggest and best supporter, my lovely wife, Nicole. Girl, that's your shout out for today. I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, listen, if it's 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or 3 p.m. Mountain Time, everyone knows that TMG is streaming and you're on the air with your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, I'm so excited to have everyone joining the show today. Listen, I say this all the time and I mean it every time I say it. In a very short time, this show has taken off and it's being heard in places all around the globe. I mean, places like Sri Lanka, Ireland, China, Paraguay, Canada, Japan, wherever you are listening, thank you for tuning into the show, whether you're driving in the car, relaxing at home. Hey, I don't know what the weather is like where you are right now, but it is a good time to listen to TMG. So glad you're joining in. So glad you're listening. Listen, if you've been listening each week, every Thursday right here at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on Facebook, I'm so glad whether you're listening on Facebook or watching on YouTube or on Twitter, I'm so glad you're tuning in. Maybe this is your first time listening. Your very first time tuning into the show. Maybe it was by accident or maybe someone told you about the show. However you found the show and found your way here, I am so glad you're doing it. So glad you're here, and I'm grateful that you are. Guys, today's topic is another exciting one, and I can't wait to go ahead and dive right into it. If you haven't had the opportunity to see what today's topic is, I'm going to go ahead and drop it on you right now. Today's topic is Inside Out. Yeah, today's topic is Inside Out. Guys, let's dive in. I'm going to begin by asking a question, and I know there might be quite a few of us that have an answer for this question, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. So I'm going to begin by asking a question. Again, I know quite a few of us might already have an answer for it. So here's my question. Have you ever been in a hurry or rushing to begin maybe your day, to begin your day, or preparing to leave to go somewhere, and in the haste of things, you put your shirt on inside out? I've done it before. Has anybody else be transparent with me for a minute and say, yeah, I was in a hurry and I wasn't paying attention and I put my shirt on inside out. I was running late for work and I didn't catch myself and I put my shirt on inside out. Or maybe you was trying to catch a plane and you put your shirt on inside out. I mean, everything else is in place. Everything else is in place. Everything's looking good on you, right? I mean, we got our bags. We get the time we're supposed to arrive. We calculated the traffic on the road or the lines and the airport. And we've already yelled and told the kids, come on, we can't be late. We got to go. And we leave out the door dressed and our shirt is inside out. Yeah, listen. I've actually gone an entire day with my shirt inside out. And I don't know what was worse, me wearing it inside out the entire day or no one telling me it was inside out. So I don't know which was worse, me going or spending the entire day with my shirt inside out or no one telling me that it was. But it did, however, now that I think about it, it does explain a lot about that day and why everyone was looking at me strangely. Yeah, so it did kind of explain a lot of things about that day when I wore my shirt inside out. And I never even anticipated something like that could happen. I never even anticipated that there would be moments like this. Yeah, yeah. My mom, my grandmother, my mom always told me that sometimes you're going to have moments like this. I never even anticipated that there would be moments like this. And life can be filled with moments like this. When a shirt is inside out, the tag is showing. Moments where we feel vulnerable and exposed, our tag is showing. Have you ever felt vulnerable? Have you ever felt like you were just exposed? Like everything is all out there. Have you ever felt like none of your life was private? Kind of like in the world of social media, it's hard to keep things private now. Our tag is showing. And we just felt vulnerable. Kind of like when a tag is showing on a shirt that is inside out. You feel vulnerable and exposed. Our tag is showing in moments like this, moments in which the one thing that went wrong is the only thing somebody saw. Our tag is showing moments like this. Has anyone listening or viewing the show today can say you've had moments like this? A moment where we checked all the boxes we were told to, and there was still something left. A moment where we followed all the social norms and the social society's protocol, but we were still overlooked and considered strange. Not able to fit in with one group, and not quite having enough of something to fit in with another group. And our tag was showing. You're not quite enough to fit in with these groups, and you don't quite have enough of whatever it is it takes to fit in with this group, and your tag was showing. Moments like this. And me, for a long while, I thought it was only me. I thought because my mom was a single mother with 8 kids, that was the reason. I thought because I didn't grow up with my father in the home, that was the reason. Or thought because maybe we grew up on government assistance was the reason. But I have come to realize no one is exempt from moments like this, and that all of us, our tag is showing. All of our tags are showing. No one is exempt from moments like this. Tall or short, thin or large, college degree or GED, as long as we breathe, we will encounter moments like this. We will experience some shirt inside out moments. So we will all experience some shirt inside out moments. So let's just level the field right there. So we don't have to go through life feeling like it's only us. So we don't have to go through life holding our heads down. So we don't have to go through life feeling as if someone else is always better than us. Listen, they may have seen your shirt inside out, but the only difference between you and them is you didn't see theirs. You did not see their struggle. You may not have seen their car repossessions. You may not have seen their stress, but every one of us will experience moments like this with our tag hanging out. And I get it. No one really wants their tag to show, because it's much easier to hide behind the label. Let me say that again. It's much easier to hide behind the label. It's much easier to hide who we really are online behind our avatars and the memes and the dated profile pictures that don't tell the truth about us. But I've come to understand all of our tags are showing. Yeah, all of our tags are showing. Doesn't matter which side of town you are from or what side of town you may be on, doesn't matter about your pedigree, where you came from, our tags are showing. I want to talk about a type of people that we have all come in contact with at least once. I want to talk about a type of people that we have all come in contact with at least once. I want to talk about agitators. Yeah, I want to spend a moment to talk about agitators. People who are disruptive are called agitators. They always have their hands in something. They're always doing something. They're always back and forth in something. If they're not in this, they are in that. I want to take a minute to talk about agitators. People who are disruptive are called agitators. They always seem to go back and forth doing something. And I know some of us right now are probably thinking about some of those people that we know are agitators. You may have just gotten off the phone with someone. They may have just got through sending you a text message. I know we know some agitators. People who are disruptive are called agitators. They always seem to go back and forth doing something. But as I was thinking about agitators, did you also know that you can find an agitator on a washing machine as well? I'm going to put up a picture of an agitator on a washing machine. Yeah, that white piece, that long white piece that's sticking up in the middle of the washing machine is called an agitator. It's the part of the washing machine that kind of sticks up in the middle on the inside. And what it does is it spins and round and goes back and forth. And its sole job is to help mix the soap into the clothes and to agitate the water so it doesn't just sit there. Yes, so it doesn't just sit there. Its sole job is to mix the soap into water, into the water and into the clothes so that the water doesn't just sit there. Its job is to agitate the water. In other words, before clothes can become clean, they first must be agitated. And before they are ready for the dryer, they must first be agitated. And before they are ready for the spin cycle, they first must be agitated. What I'm trying to say is this: before your next round, before you see your next round, you might have to encounter some agitation. And before you can enter the next stage, don't be surprised if you encounter some agitation. So let them compliment your clothes all they like. Put them on and wear them to the nicest places, the best places. But behind the compliments, there was some agitation. Yeah, behind the compliments of how good that shirt looks, it was some agitation. behind the compliment of how well those pants look on you, there was some agitation. They have no idea how you do what you do, but it was some agitation behind it. Everything that you do didn't all come natural. It didn't all come because you wanted it to. It came because you withstood some agitation. The reason you can stand the way you are is because you withstood some agitation. Sometimes you may not even understand how you made it as far as you did. You may not even understand how you got it so good right now. Why things turned out the way they did. It's because you withstood some agitation. Let them compliment your clothes all they like. They can wear them to the best places. Take them to the nicest places. But you know that behind the compliments, there was some agitation. And listen, and that the only reason they can compliment you so well about your clothes is because they withstood some agitation. The reason they tell you on your job, you've done a phenomenal job. The reason they can compliment you about what you do is because you withstood some agitation. And they thought you showed up and good happened. No, it was because you withstood agitation at the age of 10. You withstood some agitation at the age of 20. You withstood some agitation at the age of 50. The reason you can produce what you produce, the reason you have the temperament that you have, is because you withstood some agitation. And the only reason you look as good as you do is because you withstood the agitation. Yeah, you were able to withstand some agitation. It's not that it didn't come up. It's not that it didn't happen. But you were able to withstand some agitation. The reason you look as good as you do is because you withstood some agitation. And they thought you bought the car because you was trying to keep up with the Joneses. You bought the car because you withstood some agitation from one that would never start from you. They thought you were trying to be better than somebody else. They had no idea that you withstood the agitation. It's not that you think that you're better. You just withstood the agitation when you couldn't do better. Because without any agitation, everything you put in would just sit there. Yeah, just like a washing machine. Without any agitation, everything you put into it would just sit there. Without agitation, everything you invest into it would just be the same. All your effort you put into it would just be the same. All your energy that you put into it would just be the same. All the time you spent trying to get it to work, if there is no agitation, it would just sit there. It would just be the same. All the research you did, all the school you did, all the time you sacrificed you did, it would just sit there if there was no agitation. If you have any goals that you're trying to do, if there's any goals that you want to accomplish, they will only sit there if you don't encounter some agitation. So when your goal, when your dream, when what you want to do encounters agitation, get excited because you're about to get something back differently than what you put in. Because without any agitation, everything you put in would just sit there. It would remain the same. Everything you invest into it would just be the same. So if you're putting anything into it, if you're putting anything into what you're doing, if you want to have a different outcome, you might have to encounter and put up with a little agitation. The only way clothes can become clean in a washing machine is to encounter some agitation. Let me show you a quick video of what I mean. Let me show you a quick video of what I mean. Yeah. The only way clothes can come clean in a washing machine, it must encounter some agitation. And now we have gotten to be so modern that there are some machines that don't even have the apparatus of an agitator. They use water instead. Yeah, they use water instead. Listen, let me help you out with something. It doesn't matter whether you use an old...
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
To school washing board, and I think I got a picture of that. Let me show you something. Many of us, when I put this up, know exactly what this is. It's a washing board, and you will wash your clothes with this, and you will scrub your clothes with this, and it had a piece of metal that had ridges on it, and the ridges acted as the agitator. And it would grind the soap into your clothes. And it would grind and splash the water into your clothes. It was an agitator. Listen, we have become so modern, so many different ways of doing things. We have become so modern that some washing machines don't even have the apparatus of an agitator. They use water instead. Listen. Let me help you out with something. It doesn't matter whether you're using an old school washboard or a washing machine with an agitator or just plain old water. In other words, what happens with one person may be different than what happens with another person. And your experience won't necessarily be someone else's experience, but it's going to take some agitation for all of us. It doesn't matter if you're using an old school washing board or a machine with an agitator. It's going to take some agitation for all of us. So stop trying to wash someone else's clothes in your water. What got your clothes clean might not get their clothes clean. Stop trying to wash my clothes in your water. Wash your own clothes. Agitator. An agitator. Listen, and the only way to get back something differently than what we put in is to face some agitation. If there is no agitation, it will remain the same. When there's no agitation, everything you put into it will look the same way it did when it left our hands. All your hard work, everything you put into it will look the same way without some agitation. If we want to understand why things still look the way they do, we need some agitation. We show up early for work and it still looks the same. We need some agitation. The only difference when we put everything into it and it still looks the same, the only difference is it will be wetter. And maybe some of you are like me and you are tired of walking around in wet clothes. You are tired of walking around wearing wet clothes. What I mean is you put in all the effort and it doesn't seem like there is a difference. You do all the overtime they ask of you, and it still seems like nothing has changed. You show up early for work. You go to all the meetings. You go to all the seminars, and everything still looks like the same. Wet clothes. You show up for work on time, and you still can't get the promotion. You do what they ask you to do, and they've already overpassed you. Wet clothes. And it seems like there's no difference. Or maybe you're like a lot of us, and you have followed every how-to guide you can think of, and there still seems to be no difference. Wet clothes. You follow them on social media. You've liked all their videos. We get every notification and it still looks the same. Wet clothes. Because we want the appearance of having clean clothes without the agitation. Yeah, let me say that again. We want the appearance of having clean clothes without the agitation required to make them clean. Wet clothes. Yeah, put that in. Put it in chat for me. Type it in chat. No more wet clothes. Yeah, say it till you believe it. No more wet clothes. I'm not going to have any more wet clothes. Yeah, and when I mention agitate, right? When I mention agitate, I'm not talking about being frustrated. These are two different things. A definition for agitate is to stir or disturb. In other words, we have to become so agitated that we're willing to stir and disturb everything normal about us. we have to become so agitated with just settling for everything. We have to become so agitated with what is normal. We have to become so agitated with just the same old, same old. We have to become so agitated with people telling us, well, because you're 70 years old, that's just how it's going to be. Well, because you're young, that's just how it's going to be. Well, because you're this race, that's just how it's going to be. We have to become so agitated that we disrupt, that we stir up something about our normal. Agitate to stir up, to disturb. Listen, clothes don't come clean just by soaking up water. And we can't go from where we are to where we want to go simply just by being around all the right people or soaking up all the information. At some point, you've got to agitate something. At some point, you've got to do something. It is impossible to agitate and just sit there. It's impossible to agitate and just settle. If we want something to come back differently than what we put into it, we cannot be afraid to stir some things up. We cannot be afraid to disturb some things. In other words, some people won't like it. Everyone will not agree with you. You might even get on your best friend's nerves because you talk about it all the time. But here's what I learned. But if what you're trying to do is not worth getting on someone's nerves about, chances are it may not be worth doing at all. Let me repeat that. If what you're trying to do is not worth getting on someone's nerves about, chances are it may not be worth doing at all. Because when it's something that you believe in, and when it's something that you have a passion for, you will disturb some people. Because, listen, I'm tired of wet clothes. Listen, you will agitate some people around you. You will agitate them enough that they might even send you a text message about it. They'll go on social media and write about it. But you did not come to sit still. Listen, you were in your mother's womb for 9 months. You weren't born to come and settle. The reason your clothes are wet right now is because you were settling. You did not come just to sit there and wait to see what happens. You came to agitate some things. When they invited you in the room, you came to agitate some things. If they didn't want you to agitate, they never should have invited you. If they didn't want you to show up and be your best, they never should have invited you. Listen, if you get me in the room, I'm going to agitate some things. Put it in chat. Say it to yourself. No more wet clothes. Yeah, I'm going to agitate some stuff. Are there any agitators that's listening right now? I want to know, do I have any agitators who are listening right now that said, no more wet clothes? This is the last time I'm walking away with wet clothes. This is the last time I just sit here and wait to see what happens. No more wet clothes. Are there any agitators that's listening? If you are, listen, if you are an agitator, put it in chat. Say, me too, me too, me too. Listen, you showed up to disturb. You showed up to be disruptive. Yeah, you were born to be disruptive. Listen, when you walked into the room and when you showed up, it was not your idea to try and fit in and be like everybody else. It was not your idea to be just another number. It was not your idea to be just another face in the crowd. The spotlight may not be yours, and that's okay. Because the washing machine usually gets all the attention anyhow. Yeah, and that's okay if the spotlight not on you. That's fine. But without the agitator in a washing machine, all you have is a metal box. Listen, don't undervalue who you are and what you contribute to life just because it's not your spotlight. This is what you must understand. Yeah, this right here is what you must understand. An agitator is connected to a motor that drives it and causes it to spin back and forth. So while the washing machine gets all the high praise and all the spotlight, it's what's driving you that keeps you going. It's your drive that allows you to do what you do. What I'm saying is this: if the drive ever breaks down, nothing will ever happen. It is your drive that has gotten you this far. It is your faith and your belief that you can make things change that has gotten you this far. Listen, it hasn't been all pretty, and you may not have been, listen, in the spotlight and gotten all the praise you deserve, but your drive wouldn't let you quit in the middle of a cycle. Your drive wouldn't let you stop when you felt overloaded. Your drive kept you going when others slept on you. Listen, it might be hard, but you can make it. There might be confusing times, but you can do this. And anyone who slept on you, don't wake them up. Yeah, don't wake them up. One of the most valuable things you have is your drive. It's not your car. It's not your clothes. It's not the style that you have. It's your tenacity to get back up and not quit. Say this with me, if you will. Don't count me out. Yeah, say that. Don't count me out. Yeah, don't count me out. Yeah, just because someone else decides to count you out doesn't mean you have to start counting also. Yeah, don't count me out. Many of us have heard the word introvert before. Have heard the word introvert. It comes from two Latin words. Intro means to the inside, and verte means to turn. Its literal meaning is to turn one's thoughts inwardly as to contemplate. It has been calculated that 25 to 40% of the world's population identify themselves as introverts. Yeah, introverts. I'm one. Believe it, I know. I get it. I know. I don't seem like it. You're thinking no way in the world, because that's not what I heard about introverts. I'm one. So chances are 25 to 40%. So chances are each of us know someone who is. When you are an introvert, it can be difficult to manage at times in a world that's largely geared up for extroverted individuals, but they turn their thoughts inwardly and contemplation. It can be tough. Listen, it can be tough navigating the emotional roller coaster in daily life. And the perception about introverts, the perception is that people who are introverts are antisocial and like to and live their life like hermits. That's not always true. That's not all true. When in fact, this is not completely true at all. There have been many famous and well-known people who identify as introverts. And those who identify themselves as introverts are just like anyone else. Introvert. To turn your thoughts inwardly as to contemplate. In other words, they can't figure out what's on your mind. They can't figure out what your next move is. They can't figure out what you're going to do, because most introverts are creative. They'll be your writers. They'll be your composers. They'll be your inventors. In other words, they were wrong about you all along. Yeah, they were wrong about you all along. They can't count you out, because if it were not for people like you, some things wouldn't exist. If it were not for people like you, some things would waste away. If it were not for people like you, the household would fall apart. If it were not for people like you, the business would not turn around. Listen, didn't you know that Thomas Edison, the inventor of the light bulb, was an introvert? If it was not for people like you, we might still be in the dark burning candles. They were wrong about you all along. So what introverts have learned to do is live inside out. Yeah. Listen, they'll be your composers, they'll be your writers, they'll be your inventors as they turn into inwardly and contemplate. So they learn to live inside out. Here's what I mean. Remember when I told you the story about me wearing my shirt inside out and my tag was showing? Remember that? When I wore my shirt inside out, and with the tag showing, you could easily read what my shirt was made of. The tag may have made me vulnerable, but my vulnerability also exposed my strengths. Yeah, the tag may have made me vulnerable, but my vulnerability also exposed my strengths. In other words, maybe, just maybe, we need to be like an introvert and show our tag. Live inside out. Show them your tag. Show them what you're made of. Show them what you're working with. Cotton blends, wool blends, silk. Show them your tag. Show them what you're working with. Wear your tag. Inside out. And so when I wore my shirt inside out, it was easy to see what my shirt was made of. Just maybe we should live our lives inside out. Let them see what you're made of. Let them see what you're working with. Listen, let them know that you're gifted. Show them what you've got. Show them what you can do. And introverts really don't have to do a whole lot of bragging, because they live their lives inside out. They just show up. Yeah. Then I learned something. Then I learned something. Some shirts come double knitted on both sides. What this means is they can be worn on either side. We call this a reversible shirt. Yeah, we call this a reversible shirt where you can't tell which side is which. Maybe, just maybe, that's what we have to be like. Maybe we have to be like a reversible shirt. A reversible shirt is versatile. In other words, you could flip it and still wear it. Maybe we are more like introverts and reversible shirts than we realize. Sometimes you have to flip it on them just when they think they've gotten you figured out. Flip it on them just when they thought they knew what you were all about. Flip it on them. For years, people thought they knew us. For years, some people thought they knew what we would become. And they thought your mistakes would always define you. And they thought your past would always remain your present. Flip it on them. For years, they've been following your social media, looking for something to talk about. Well, if they're going to talk anyhow, flip it on them. I'm about to flip it on them. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Look, don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. And join us right here each week, every Thursday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. Also, you can stream your favorite episodes on your favorite streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, and so many more. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Peace.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.